I know.
You know what I'm going to tell you?
Yes.
You're lucky I appreciate you as an officer. I would have shot you too if that wasn't the case. Just explain to me why you defended him. You know what he did to us, to you.
I don't. I don't, actually.
Excuse me?
I don't know why I defended him.
He needs to face the consequences of his actions. You know that, don't you?
I know.
He will live, thanks to you. Of course, only for the time being, until he can stand for a trial. Will you be staying for that?
I don't think I can do that.
I won't say we don't need you here, but I respect your decision to go.
I don't plan on staying more than another day or so.
Very well. But know that you are always welcome here. My previous offer to restore you to Chief Officer is still in effect.
Is my replacement not working out?
She's dealing with the position... well enough. I will speak with you more later, Norton. I have other things to attend to.
Has this happened before?
Excuse me? You're going to have to be a bit more specific.
With all this happening with Aurora, it's just been on my mind lately. Have they tried something like this before?
You're asking if anyone has ever been taken before Aurora. Yes. In a way, this has happened before, but not in the same way. I'm happy to report the endings were similar.
What happened to them?
The answer depends on who you ask. Most who knew about him would say he was dead, killed in battle, but he survived that ordeal. We made certain he wouldn't speak about what happened, but before action could be taken, he disappeared.
You're telling me that Aurora is following in the footsteps of someone else?
Yes, which is why I'm not taking any chances of it happening again, which is why Aurora will be executed, not jailed. Alekeo isn't a threat to any of us. He's a thing of the past, Norton.
Executed?
Yes.
People don't just disappear.
I can never prove it, but I think he was set free by someone in our ranks. One day contained, gone the next. He's not a threat. Even if he is still alive, which I highly doubt, given his state just before he disappeared.
He nodded his head in understanding, sitting back down again as she turned to leave.
Have a good evening, Norton.
I'd like to go see him.
Not much good that will do. He's unconscious.
I know. I still want to see him.
Oh, he isn't my concern anymore, and he shouldn't be yours either, now should he?
No. I guess not.
Thank you, Norton. Now don't worry. Things will be back to normal soon enough.
You know, I don't mind if you call me...
You know I never cared too much for familiarity. Oh, and by the way, you're in the wrong room. Yours, if you remember, is next door.
The door closed behind her, and he was left alone. A lump formed in his throat as he stared up at the ceiling once more. Standing from where he sat on the bed.
I know.
Get up. Why didn't you bastards just let me die?
Come on, the Dravara
are going to damn me to death. I know.
Two strode forward, gripping him under each arm and hauling him shakily to his feet. His legs wobbled even as they supported most of his weight, half dragging him across the floor.
Pick up your feet!
Aurora struggled to step forward, but found his legs refused to support him.
Hey!
Aurora looked down below them, staring at the sea of Drevara that were gathered far below the keep.
Today I am putting an end to lies. We stand together against those who threaten the sanctity, the order, and the land we have sworn to protect.
Flattery won't get you anywhere with me.
Shh.
I will allow him to speak, to defend his actions if he so desires, and from there I will turn the decision over to you. But I ask you to weigh the impact of his actions against the Drevara, against us.
She turned then, grabbing for his jaw and raising his head.
Don't you dare make a fool of yourself. You know what the ending is, Aurora, but this is protocol. And you know I'm a stickler for that sort of thing. Call it the last act of kindness you will ever know.
I would thank you, but that is exactly what you want. If I'm granted this kindness, I won't stop until I'm finished.
Make it quick.
The two Drevara dragged him forward, and Aurora managed, with some difficulty, to gather his feet under him for the first time. He stood, pulling away and staggering towards the railing in front of them. An arm went to wrap around his middle, holding against the wound that, no matter what, served as a reminder of what she was capable of.
I'm many things, but I am not a liar. Call me a killer, a murderer, or a traitor, but I am not a liar. None of you will listen to me, and I know that. I'll die the only one who knows the truth. And if that happens, I'm sorry that none of you listened. I don't want to be remembered. Let my memory die along with me. Please, if you do anything, just listen and be willing to see when things aren't right. You're afraid of something just because you don't understand it. That, right there, is your downfall. It will be the end of you, of all of you.
Enough.
He didn't fight them as he was hauled backwards again, head dropping forward as Rowena stepped back up to the ledge once again.
Quiet, all of you!
They aren't listening. A pity.
You can wipe that stupid grin off your face. This doesn't change anything. I ask again, will you allow him to live? He is responsible for the death of our brothers and sisters, and now he mocks everything we stand for. Will we allow that to happen? You are nothing but a lie. You never had anything true in your life, Aurora. Even Daniel, your only friend, was fake. Are you going to die a liar as well, or do you have anything to confess?
You want truth. Oh, my favorite color is red. Always hated blue. My left knee gives me trouble, and always has ever since I broke it as a child. I'm very afraid of snakes.
Fine. If you're going to behave like a child, I won't give you any more chances.
Were you honestly considering another chance?
No. But watching your eyes gleam with a shred of hope only to be damned just the same would have been so satisfying. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I believe fuck you goes without saying, doesn't it?
Take him away.
His attention traveled down to the ground as he limped along, hands bound and chained despite the fact he barely had the strength to walk at all. There were others with him, two on horseback, carrying long-barreled rifles that made him shiver each time one of them appeared in his peripheral vision.
Can't we just get this over with?
You know how far the den is. Why'd you agree to this in the first place if you didn't want to ride that far?
Getting dark. Don't like being out this late.
Scared of some little old wolves?
The last time you seen one of them. Big as a damn house. Especially out here. Shit, fat bastards.
Aurora's eyes closed, relying on the chains to guide him until the one to his right yanked forward and he nearly went tumbling into the snow.
Hey, eyes open. Don't want to be leading the blind here.
He's not going to make it to the den. Why don't we just do it up ahead? There's a game trail.
All right, fine.
Aurora lurched forward, legs wobbling beneath him until they gave out beneath him entirely, and the chains tugged sharply at his wrist.
On your feet. Come on.
I can't. Please, let me...
Get up!
Gritting his teeth, he let himself fall further, collapsing on his side into the snow.
Just, please, a moment.
It's only a bit further. Come on now.
Quit talking to him.
He felt them lifting him by the chains, helping him back to his feet, and then giving him a tug forward. Aurora's head fell, dropping down as they hobbled along through the trees.
All right, this is far enough. He'll bleed out or something if we keep going.
Not much of an execution.
What's wrong? Are you sure he wouldn't like to drag me even further into this wasteland? I would think she won't be pleased.
You shut up, or I'll...
What more can you possibly do? I'm dying. Do you plan on killing me twice? Because I would love to see how that turns out.
You might be dying, but that doesn't mean we can't still hurt you.
Come on, go easy. You just yelled at me for talking to you.
Whatever. Just blindfold him so we can get this over with already.
Aurora stayed still as a cloth was tied around his eyes, shielding his view of the men around him and leaving him in darkness. He held his breath.
I told you, they smell blood.
I don't even think that was cool.
We gotta go.
What about him?
They'll eat him anyway, dead or not.
Oi! You get back here!
Aurora's knees gave up beneath him, but he didn't hit the snow. At least, not fully.
That shouldn't have worked. Goddesses, that wasn't supposed to work. We need to get out of here. Those other howls weren't me. Aurora, can you hear me?
His eyes were open, staring upward, but just what he was seeing, even if it was only the cloth covering of a wagon, was difficult to process.
Aurora, are you awake?
Back so soon, Officer Norton.
Be quiet.
Standing was difficult. He still leaned against the wall heavily, relying on it to keep himself upright, and his legs still shook when he tried walking.
A simple hello would have sufficed. Are we cross?
A lantern came closer, sending shadows reeling backwards. He waited until something landed near his feet. Aurora frowned, pushing off the wall and limping towards it as best he could.
Figured you'd want those back.
Where did you get them?
He bent down stiffly, snatching the hat from the ground and placing it back on his head. It slipped down, still a decent bit too large for his head. But as it fell, he only smiled brighter.
I thought you hated it.
You don't look like yourself without it.
Well, I'm not myself. You told me once you'd burn this thing.
I know.
Aurora came rigidly to the iron bars, keeping one hand around his middle.
You're walking.
Trying to, yes.
That's very good.
Progress is progress. You came back. Why?
I had to.
Why?
It doesn't matter.
Can I ask you something?
I probably can't answer it, but you're welcome to try.
Why am I here? Why am I alive, Daniel?
I convinced her to let you stand for a trial after you were shot. She was going to leave you there in the snow, after you stood up to her.
You're still being wonderfully...
I don't know, okay? What I did has ruined me. She's going to come after us, all because...
You don't need to remind me that I'm a burden, Daniel. Believe me, I know. I'm sorry. I got a bit carried away. You saved my life, which I suppose makes us even now.
What are you talking about?
We both have a knack for keeping the other from bleeding out in the snow, it seems. Though, maybe your decision to save me was a result of that knock to the head you took.
I don't understand.
You don't remember? The Dravara, back when I followed your party.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I heard one version of what happened, but now I doubt some of the truth to it.
You didn't before. Does Rowena know what you did?
No, she doesn't know where we are, or even that I stayed back to... As far as she knows, I left the day you were supposed to be executed.
You do know she will find out, don't you?
Not if I can help it.
Aurora limped back towards the wall, sliding down and coming to rest in the heap of blankets he'd been provided with.
You've wasted your time saving me. I'm done fighting, Dad.
No, you're not! That's not you! You're... Well, I don't know. Aurora, you're obnoxious and rude. And you care so much. And you're my best friend. You're not done.
I was. Past is a funny thing.
Even if the smile was fake, forced, it was the first time one had dared to creep across his face in some time. He shook his head slowly, hand moving to his side again as he leaned back further against the wall.
You're scaring me.
Why do you care? You could have left me to die, but you didn't. You were far too vexing good-natured for that, weren't you? Oh, don't tell me you're afraid now, my friend. You're far too kind to let someone like me die, but you could sit back and watch an entire...
We aren't talking about the... Faeloran right now. We're talking about you.
Aurora pushed himself up further, getting to his feet for yet another brief stumble forward before he ended up in the exact same crumpled heap as before, lacking the strength to push himself up again. Daniel's arm was under him then, helping him upward as he half-dragged him towards the wall again. He was set down on the blanket pile, rolled over onto his side while Daniel knelt down beside him.
You need to take it easy.
Are you afraid of me, Daniel?
I'm not going to answer that. Will you sit still? I should change your bandages.
He rolled over stiffly to face the wall again.
Why did you save me? Did you remember something that changed your mind about me? Or did you finally grow a mind of your own?
I shouldn't have trusted her over you. I know that. Believe me. I'm sorry.
Do you just feel bad for me? Is that it? You should have just let me die. It would have been easier for both of us that way.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? I'm done fighting and I'm done pretending I ever meant anything to you.
Listen to me, your problem...
You're my problem, Daniel. Did you ever consider that?
How am I the problem here? I saved your life.
What if I didn't want to be saved? Why can't you just give up?
The weight of Daniel's hand on his shoulder urged him gently onto his back.
I never gave up on you. Can you sit up? You need to hold still while I change these.
He obliged with Daniel's help, and Aurora slumped where he was left. Daniel reached out for one of his arms, going to work carefully unwrapping them.
I'm not used to you being quiet. I don't mind if you lean on my shoulder like that, but you're going to have to stay upright enough for me to do this. I need to change the other ones, all right? Does this hurt?
Strange sort of luck that she decided...
Does it hurt, Aurora?
Some.
He continued to unwrap the bandages around his middle. Retrieving a bottle of alcohol from his bag, Daniel felt Aurora tense every time he touched him, biting his lip to the point where Daniel worried it would bleed.
Do you need me to stop?
No, I'm fine.
He was pale, sickly, and his ribs were still visible as soon as the old bandages were pulled away. Daniel's eyes followed the smooth line of his stomach, down beyond the bruises, the painful imperfections. He reached out, sliding a hand down his side to sweep away the dark stains of dirt and dried blood, pressing over still healing skin and feeling Aurora wince beneath him.
Sorry.
How's it look?
Daniel frowned, thumb worrying over the discolored skin.
Like it hurts.
Well, you're certainly no doctor, are you?
Wrapping him was more difficult, and Aurora had to shrug his shirt off his shoulders to keep it out of the way.
Thank you.
Daniel brought a hand forward slowly, reaching out carefully to catch his jaw and tilting Aurora's face up to where he could see it clearly.
Did you have this bruise before?
You don't have to be so kind about all of this. They were never kind about it.
I'm not them.
I wouldn't blame you for hating me after all of this.
I don't hate you, Aurora.
Daniel dared to look up only to find that a meek smile had crept across Aurora's face, but his eyes, even more red-rimmed than usual, betrayed the attempted happiness of his expression. He sniffed, glancing away from Daniel, and moved to wipe his face on his sleeve.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you had to see me like this. You could be happy without me. You could have something, a life, without me.
Aurora, stop.
Daniel, I'm sorry.
A hand went over Aurora's mouth before he could stop it, cutting him off.
Stop.
You don't trust me.
You're wrong.
Aurora's weight shifted against his shoulder again, heavy and familiar.
Will you stay with me?
I'll stay for a little while.
Aurora didn't move off his shoulder, somehow pressing himself closer. Daniel looked down at him, reaching up to brush some of the hair out of Aurora's face, and quickly found that his eyes were closed.
Aurora, what are we going to do?
Must have dozed off. How long was I out?
Not long at all.
Liar.
Stiffly, Daniel climbed to his feet. Aurora frowned when he realized Daniel had stopped in the doorway to the prison.
It was a few hours, but we should keep moving.
I'm tired. Not sure I could move right now.
Aurora?
Did you say something?
Can you get up?
Aurora pushed himself to his feet, one arm going protectively around his middle as he staggered forward. He reached down, sweeping his hat off the ground and letting it sit idly in his hand. Standing was difficult, but walking was a different story entirely.
Look at me. Are you feeling all right?
His legs dropped out from under him. Daniel was shaking his shoulder the next thing he knew.
Fine.
I'll help you.
Shoving him away, Aurora rolled over, pushing himself to his knees and then struggling back to his feet again.
Right as rain. See?
Yes. I see. Aurora?
Aurora? outward, it opens outward. Is that such a difficult thing to grasp?
Ah, dunno, Mom. Confused me the first few times, too.
The man fumbled with it nonetheless, stepping aside finally to allow himself into the room.
Apologies, ma'am.
Come in. You look young to be the man I've heard about.
My father is unavailable.
So you're the secondary, it seems. How disappointing. Did the door confuse you?
It didn't. It did, yes.
I'm afraid it happens to everyone. Should look into getting that fixed, don't you think, Tuffet?
I can do that, Mum.
Nodding, he only moved forward a few more paces slowly. He was much younger than she expected. Dark-haired and tanned with eyes that were far too light for the rest of him. And yet, despite the iciness of the blue and the muddy brown speck of an imperfection in his right eye, they were lovely.
Would you care for a drink? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with your name. Just Raymond, your father's.
Ah, Raymond is my father, yes. My name is Zane. A drink, yes.
She poured herself another glass and then went to fill a second, holding it out for him to take and studying the strange sort of apprehension about him. He wasn't afraid, careful and calculated perhaps, but certainly not intimidated.
I've been told you're very good at what you do. I'm in need of someone of your expertise. You see, I have a very specialized problem, and I need someone equally specialized to handle it.
We are proud to work for the Dravara, but usually not privately.
Oh, so you've worked for me in the past?
I've worked for the Dravara, yes. Capturing runaways from the south. I'm sorry, I'm not as familiar with common words.
I'm afraid it's all I speak. You aren't familiar with anything else, are you?
No, Mom. But I can find someone to translate.
Please, yes. I want to understand fully.
Back in a flash.
I'm not sure a translator is necessary. You seem to be understanding me quite well thus far.
I like details to be entirely understood.
Commendable, I suppose. You were once part of the Dravara, correct?
Zane hesitated, visibly shrinking back.
My father had me concerned with other matters. I never had the honor.
An abdicator. Forgive me, I didn't know. I should have assumed with your father's position. Regardless, I have a very specific task for you, if you're willing to accept. Though I was hoping for your father.
I have not failed the job. He sent me in his place.
Is he not well?
Injured on a job. Still recovering.
A shame. I do hope his recovery goes smoothly. You see, I need someone caught and returned to me. A few of mine were tasked with an execution, and following some unfortunate circumstances, I have reason to believe the person is still alive.
Do you know where?
I have a rather good idea where he might be headed, yes. There have been others like him before, the generally rebellious and plenty of that sort, but few have reached a point where they threaten my entire establishment. This is very sensitive information, Zane. You must understand that.
I understand, yes.
Good. Well, if Aurora is still very much alive, I simply can't allow that to continue. You do understand that too, correct?
Of course.
The bounty hunter swallowed the contents of his glass and pulled his lips back into a snarl at the sting of it.
Because of the nature of this assignment, there are few I feel comfortable leaving it in the hands of. Would you be interested?
Dead?
Excuse me?
You want him dead?
Oh, well, I suppose I'd rather have him brought back alive. He's worth more to me that way. You see, this issue is very personal to me.
The door swung open, this time without a hitch.
We're back, Mom. Officer Collins, I'd like you to meet Zane Crossvale.
Ah, Collins. We're getting a bit familiar with each other, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am. Seems we are. Azira Collins. Good to meet you.
The bounty hunter blinked, then, hesitantly, extended a hand towards her.
Collins, I'd like for you to listen very closely and be sure he understands the details fully when I'm finished. Is that clear?
Perfectly.
Wonderful. In short, I need you to find Aurora for me, return him, and potentially something else of mine. Of course, this is purely speculation, but I'm afraid another previous officer of mine may have a hand in this. If that's the case, see to it that he's brought back to me, in one piece. Would dealing with a pair be a problem for you?
Zane glanced sideways to where Officer Collins raised two fingers wordlessly.
Ah, two of them, no. Not a problem.
Well, I suspect Norton had a hand in Aurora's escape. The two of them were very close, inseparable, you could say. However, I fear that Daniel began to believe the lies Aurora convinced him of. You see, Aurora was absolutely enthralled by the idea that the Drevara were keeping secrets from the rest of the land. And while there are secrets among the Drevara, there is nothing like what he insists.
I understand.
I ask you head west first. Be sure to check at the cottage Daniel was given upon his retirement. I'll give you a map with the exact location. Of course, I can't assure you that Aurora will be there, but it's a start. I still have copies of their identification I can give you as well. However, I guarantee you will know Aurora when you see him.
You're referring to the hat, aren't you, Mum?
I am. I trust you've dealt with the difficult to control before, but Aurora is incredibly manipulative. He will likely try to convince you of the same lies he told Daniel. My guess is that he may try to say anything he can to save his own skin.
That is not a problem. Is there anything else?
I'll have this transcribed for you, and I'm sure Collins has been listening closely and will be able to explain any questions you may have. In fact, why don't you go with him, Collins?
The officer made a face.
With all due respect...
You will do as you're told. I want things to be entirely clear for our friend here, both in our walls and outside of them. Better than shoveling shit in the stables, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
I usually work, alone.
Consider her an assistant, or at the very least a translator, should the need arise.
Excuse me?
Excellent. I'm offering 7,000 a head.
That is... each, yes?
Yes.
Rowena reached for her glass, filling it again and drinking down the contents quickly before she smiled back at him.
I'm trying to be reasonable, and the sensitivity of this job leaves me much more willing to pay above a normal rate. After all, you're helping me with a very complicated problem, Zane.
Have we agreed, then?
Rowena nodded, stepping forward and extending a slender hand. Of course... his hands came into view again, unfolding from behind his back as he reached out to meet her grasp. The bounty hunter didn't have a chance to blink before she pulled him in, fingers sliding up his chest to snarl in his scarf. He wasn't much taller than her, but the added height of his shoes made the difference more obvious. However, when his head was forced down and knees bent to keep him from being choked, there wasn't any difference at all.
I don't like being disappointed, Zane. Though I'm sure you won't disappoint me.
No, I won't.
She released him a moment later, and the bounty hunter rose cautiously to his full height again.
If anything changes, have a message sent to the town's mark here.
He fumbled for a scrap of paper tucked away in his jacket, handing it over carefully.
Of course. Wouldn't want to keep you out of the loop, would I?
The bounty hunter glanced back towards Officer Collins, frowning at the sneer etched on her lips.
Uninformed is what she means.
Tuffet, see to it they're prepared to travel and all information is provided. I trust you understand enough to gather and transcribe things for me.
Yes, ma'am. Right away. If you'll follow me then, you two.
They were gone then. The door closing behind them, and the room grew silent aside from the crackling of the fire behind her. A smile flickered across her face as she turned towards the other door, setting her glass down on the table with a satisfied sigh. She reached for the key in her pocket, slipping it into the lock and blinking at the darkness that lurked behind the wooden door. From the table, She collected a lantern that was quickly lit on her descent down the spiraling stairs. The light danced, reflecting off the empty walls and pooling on the floor in front of the figure shrinking against the stone.
It's rather rude not to greet someone.
The man didn't look up, torchlight dancing off his broken face. What remained of his unbloodied skin was bruised, broken, and cracked, and in some areas, still leaking small tendrils of crimson. He cradled an arm against his chest, pulling back further against the wall the closer she got before finally she stopped.
Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't come to bother you, my friend. You have done me a great service.
I have?
Indeed. Without you and your ridiculous story, how else would I have known to further probe into Aurora's escape?
You don't know he escaped. The wolves got him, I swear on my life.
On your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, your information did lead me to discovering a wagon trail near the site you delivered him to. For that, I think you deserve a bit of a reward. Don't you?
A reward, ma'am?
Yes. You have saved me plenty of time and energy I would have wasted.
I don't understand.
She walked close enough to reach him, crouching down and carefully turning his face up to look at her.
Please, I just won't say a word about any of this. Just let me go.
Rowena shook her head in disdain, getting to her feet slowly and letting his head droop again. He stared upward in terror, eyes widening the moment there was any distance between them.
Please, I did what you wanted. You can't leave me here to die.
You're right.
Gotta be some kindness in you, yeah?
I'm many things, but I've never claimed to be particularly kind, you see.
Please.
I wasn't finished. Well, I suppose you did do what I asked, and you've made yourself useful to me again.
I did, ma'am. I really did.
Since you did that, I'll grant you that request.
Please. Oh, thank you.
She didn't reply, drawing the pistol at her side.
I'm not without mercy. But is death not the sweetest mercy I can offer the suffering?
Aurora?
Daniel scrambled up into the wagon, settling down beside him.
You're awake.
Sound surprised.
Daniel brought a hand to his forehead.
Okay, not as bad as earlier, but you're still warm. I'm just glad you're awake again.
Where are we?
I had to stop for the night, so I made camp. You're in the wagon still. Do you want to try sitting up?
No.
How do you feel?
Cold, for one.
Daniel made a face.
I can get you a blanket, but with the fever.
Survive being shot only to die of a fever.
You're not dying. Don't be dramatic.
Lie with me.
I don't want to hurt you.
Won't. Come on.
Daniel shuffled closer, aligning himself with Aurora's side and lowering down to rest, barely touching his arm.
Better?
You won't break me. Where are we going?
Home.
We still have that.
I'll help you sit up.
Later.
Daniel urged him upward as gently as possible, half into his lap so he could prop Aurora's head up enough not to drown him. Aurora drank and pushed the canteen away weakly a few moments later.
You should rest. Do you want me to try waking you up in the morning?
You're leaving?
No. I'll stay right here.
It isn't even that cold. Awake. Few days to get west again. Does that sound right? Does that seem long enough?
You always talk to yourself this much?
I usually travel alone. The only company I have is Opie.
He doesn't seem like much of a talker.
She, actually. And you'd be surprised. Half the time I swear she listens to every word I say.
You feeding her, right? Or is she supposed to look like that? Skinny head and a neck like a wire. Looks like a damn goose.
As if you're the one to talk with that brute you've got under you.
She's no brute. More of a gentle giant.
Does she have a name? Or are you above that?
Trotter.
As in the... Gate?
Never said it was a good name, did I? Wasn't me who gave it to her anyway. You're southern, yeah?
Technically, I'm from Aldira, but my father is southern, yes. My mother is brunish. I just wasn't raised speaking common.
Ah, fancy capital kid. Should've guessed you were half with those eyes. Too light and your hair's not red enough. Both my parents were southern. Learned common when I was a kid, though. You must've been pretty... sheltered if you got away without it this long.
I wasn't sheltered. I just keep to myself. Very busy growing up. I started training with my father when I was just a bit older than 10.
Damn. Didn't have much of a childhood at all then, huh?
I had plenty.
Right. Well, guess I should thank you for being an excuse to get out of there. Not sure I couldn't have handled much longer dealing with brats not much younger than you and cleaning those damn stables.
I promise you, I'm not as young as I look. Are you unhappy with the Dravara?
You could say that.
Well, then in that case, you're welcome. I know we were introduced back there, but I'm Zane.
Crossvale.
Yes.
Rather keep this a job than something friendly for now, if it's all the same to you.
Of course.
The officer nodded, reaching out to take his hand. There, she paused, turning their clasped hands and staring downward.
I like the color. I've never seen a bounty hunter with nails like that. The paint, I mean.
You're not mocking me, are you?
No. Maybe you can let me borrow it sometime. Been ages since I had something like that. We don't get much of it out east.
Absolutely. Whenever you'd like.
How long have you been doing this?
This is my first job, alone. Usually I'm with my father, and we work as a team.
And you still agree to do this? You know she'll have your head if you get this wrong, right?
Which is exactly why I won't get it wrong. I was sent in my father's place, and we both have the confidence I'll be able to handle this just fine on my own. Accompanied by yourself, but otherwise alone, I mean.
You doubting I'll be helpful or something?
Not at all. I just meant... well, I guess I want to say I'm thankful for the company, and appreciate you being willing to come with me.
Not much of a choice, but... I'll take babysitting a fledgling bounty hunter over shoveling shit any day.
You don't seem much older than me.
24, this spring.
20.
You're just a kid, huh?
Fully capable, I assure you.
Yeah, sure hope so. It's your head on the line, not mine. So, you know how to read, or am I gonna have to play tutor?
I know how to read.
Well, good to see you again, too. I don't know. He was awake last night, and he drank some water. But he's been out all day.
And the fever?
It broke for a while.
Obviously didn't stay broken. Goddesses, you're lucky he's not septic yet. You stay here with him while I go get the other two.
You know, I can...
Aurora? Can you hear us?
You know, you've been quiet.
Daniel, go get something to eat. I'll sit with him.
Right. Should do that.
The weight on the bed shifted, and the strip of warmth against his side faded.
Were you sleeping?
Aye. Difficult to do much else in here. Will you?
I'll call if he wakes up.
Good. Thank you.
His vision cleared slowly, first of the branches just outside his window, then the glass itself, and finally the rest of the room. It was familiar, in some distant dream of a way. The chest was against the wall, no longer at the foot of the bed, and the standing wardrobe seemed further left than he remembered. He raised one arm, followed by the other, finding a general weakness in his limbs, but it had faded some, and no longer felt like an impossible weight sitting in his chest. His middle was still wrapped in bandages, but judging by the stark white of the fabric, they had been changed recently. With a shaking hand, he reached down to brush the place he knew the wound was, pulling away the moment his fingers glanced the area around it.
I was starting to wonder if you'd ever wake up.
Elizabeth?
Good morning, Sleeping Beauty.